Praise the Lord. This morning, if you got your books open to the book of Deuteronomy, the very first chapter. Amen. As we prepare to embark on a new year, we've already decided what we're going to do in that new year. We've already decided what we want in that new year. We've already decided where we're going in that new year. And there's only one way you'll get there in that new year. It's just through Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
We've tried to figure out it on our own and do things on our own. It just has not materialized. It just has not happened. God is bringing us to a place where we will absolutely do nothing but live by and according to faith. Because you will be tried on in every area of your life. You will be tried in your finances, in your body, in your mind, in your families, on your jobs. You will be tried as like unto a fire. And it's up to you whether you come forth as pure gold or not. Can't nobody shape you. Can't nobody renew you but Jesus. And as I was studying this last night, and I was talking to the Lord, and the Lord was saying, it's time for the people to realize something. That they've been spending so much time trying to possess everybody else's land when they should try to possess their own land. There's only one way you can possess your own land is by minding your own business. And taking care of your business according to the word of God. And making sure that wherever you go, the word is in front of you. So that when something happens, you can draw nigh to it and it'll draw nigh to you. So that you don't have to call on anybody but Jesus. And you don't have to stand in the middle of the street screaming out his name. He had already searched the intents of your heart and began to move in your situation. That's because you have presented yourself to him as a living, breathing, walking sacrifice. You have sacrificed your thoughts, your ideas, your principles, what you believe for what God has called you to believe. So many times we preach on this, but every time I open up the Bible now, pastors, it's just something different, just kind of just smacks me upside the head. Because most of the time, First Lady always asks me, you ready? And I always say, nope. And she just keep walking. She say, you'll get it. As you were in the book of Deuteronomy, remember, possess your what?
Land.
Your own land. You've got to say your own land. Own is important. Possess your own land. Get off mine. You can't take care of mine and yours too, even though you didn't convince yourself that you can. In the sixth verse said, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Jump down to verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Somebody say Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
I didn't hear you.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
To give unto you them that to their seed after them, unto them and to their seed after them. What was God giving them? The ability to possess their own land. You ever heard where God says he'll make room for you? Your gift will make room for you. That's scriptural. Whatever is in you will make room for you. Sometimes God may have to steamroll somebody else to make room for you. That means you don't have to do it. He'll do it.
Amen.
Right.
Because if you do it, you're going to get your hands dirty and start some trouble you can't get yourself out of.
All right.
But if God does it,
yeah.
You don't even know it's been done till you're already sitting in the king's chair.
Come on now. All right. Yeah.
Behold, look, notice, understand, perceive. How many can perceive? That means you can see beyond where you are.
Right.
You can see beyond your circumstances and your situations. Because you're ready to do what? Possess your own.
That's right.
Your own land.
That's right. Amen.
Behold, I have set, I have positioned, assigned, and appointed. What are you looking for? God had already appointed it.
Yeah.
He done assigned it. I like the word assigned, Brother Andy, because that means he's already went before you and already placed it.
Yeah, right.
The problem is not God, it's not the devil, it's not your enemies, it's you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not you, it's always been me. I always spend more time since Nancy's tripping over my own feet before I trip over somebody else's. Because I get too lazy to tie my shoestrings up. Some of y'all missed that one. Behold, I said, I have positioned, I have assigned the land. And this is what really got me when I was looking at the word land. I know word land in the Greek, it means field and world. But something I didn't know until studying it yesterday was that it also means experiences, because it deals with wilderness.
All right, man.
So while we're trying to move over into Canaan, the land of milk and honey, with all the finances and all the health and all the stuff we need, God is saying you got to possess your own land. You can't possess this land. You won't know what to do in that land until you get a hold of this land.
That's right.
Lord, I want a greater anointing, but you ain't done that with the one you got. I need greater understanding, greater knowledge, but you don't know what to do with what you already have. Why would he give you something that you can't use? You can't use what you got. You're not using it for the glory of God, so why would he give you more?
Amen.
Okay. Behold, I have set the land, the field, the world, the wilderness. God says, I have allowed you to go through these things that I might teach you and give you greater understanding and draw you closer to me. Don't nothing make you call on God but trouble and sickness.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've screamed out, Lord, let this cup pass from me. And God said, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel your cup, you did. So why don't you take control of it? Well, how am I supposed to take control of it? Same way you're supposed to do in the beginning. Let the word go before you. Stand on the prophecies and authority of the word.
Amen.
Set the land before.
Amen.
Or in the face of. The word before means the face. Yeah. Set the land. Understand, you have to look into your own thing before you can take care of another thing.
Right. Amen.
Folks are so busy in the church looking at what other folks are doing. It's funny. Pentecostals preaching against Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists preaching against Jesus only. Jesus only preaching against the Baptists. The Baptists preaching against the Presbyterian. And you know who the Catholics preaching against? Nobody. All they want you to do is be Catholic. And go tell the priest everything that's going on in your life. And he tell you to take 2 to 3 Hail Marys, forgive you your sins, and send you on your way, and you think all is well. instead of possessing what God has given you and abiding in it. I'm ready to possess what God is for me. It means to occupy and to seize. You got to seize your own area. You got to seize and occupy your space, your wilderness, your trials, your troubles, your situation. You got to occupy them now, because I guarantee you, when the new year hits, it's going to still be there.
Yeah.
If you don't learn nothing now,
right,
we got big troubles. He said, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land. There's only one way to go in. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the only way in. That's the only way to possess your wilderness, or to have authority and occupy and seize. And it also means heaven suffers. Why? Because we know that you have to fight for what you need in God. You have to fight in prayer. You have to fight in your fasting.
Yes.
You have to fight in your study. You have to fight in your meditation. You have to fight.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Heaven suffers violence. You can keep being a little wuss when it comes to things of God if you want to. I want all God has for me. And I don't want it when I get to heaven. I need it now. Not now, but now. I need it right now. This very second. I need health. I need finances. Most importantly, I need peace of mind. You can go through anything with peace of mind. You got peace of mind, you can laugh at calamity. But you got to possess. You got to occupy it. You can't let other folks occupy it. We allow what other folks have to say to occupy. You better study to show yourself approved. You better stop taking somebody's word face value, what they say, and study yourself. Make sure what they're saying is for you too. What might be for me might not be for these pastors. What might be for them might not be for me. But I'm going to find out.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Because I can't occupy or seize my own territory if I don't find out.
That's right.
I need to know.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to possess it. And I like what God said, I swear unto your fathers. I like the names. I never really paid much attention to it. You know, Abraham's name means father of multitude. Isaac's name means laughter and mockery. Jacob's name means heel catcher. Three different phases that you're going to have to go through in your life. That's why he used these names. Even as unto your fathers. You got to possess your land. You got to possess it. First, you got to possess it like Abraham, understanding that it's by faith.
Yes.
That all things come into existence.
Yes.
That means when trouble is in front of you, you got to look past the trouble and understand that whatever it is, as long as you abide in God, he said all things work together for the good to them that love God. And understand in faith that you've been called according to the purpose of God, and the purpose of God is to have a many body just like his firstborn, so that you can assume your lifestyle in God and possess.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
If I had to ask God for one thing going into the new year, it would be to be blessed supernaturally. Because you can see hell surrounding you. Amen. It's like God allows a light to shine on certain situations so that you can avoid them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I figure I want to occupy my land like Abraham. Then I want to occupy my land even as Isaac. You know, Isaac was a joke. They assumed he was a joke. Sarah laughed. Is that right? Folks going to laugh at you all the time. Tony, we're going up to the mountain. I'm going to sacrifice you. And you going, where the lamb? Where the sacrifice? I say, God will provide. That's faith and laughter occupying the same territory. Why is laughter so important? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Come on now. Yes, yes, yes.
Laughter, joy, strengthens your faith in God.
Yes.
Come on.
So here we go. We're on top of the mountain. And you're looking around for the lamb. And then all of a sudden you hear a rustle. There's a ram in the thicket. He ain't just been there. You just come to a place after doing what God called you to do that you now see him there.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Through faith, you have the ability to laugh at your circumstances and your trials and your persecutions and your afflictions and still stand in God.
Yes.
It strengthens you. Yes. If it strengthens you, then it will allow you to strengthen someone else.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you.
Well, glory to God.
Yep.
And then Jacob, he'll catch it. Sometimes you ain't supposed to have what you got. Everything God done blessed me with, I ain't deserved it. But I prayed my way through into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't be here. It was folks more knowledgeable than I am. I was a heel catcher. But I laughed my way through situations to keep from crying. And I trusted God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And God gave me a word, Pastor, to occupy my own wilderness.
Yeah.
And to seize my own troubles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Lord have mercy. Another word for possess is control it. We got to come to a place where we control our feelings. You know why so many folks killing so many folks? They have absolutely no self-control.
Amen. Amen.
Killing babies. No self-control. The devil made them do it. No, he didn't. That's what they wanted to do. Whatever is in a man eventually is going to come out. That's why you better make sure you purify your inward man.
Man.
Because you keep holding on to junk.
Yeah.
Junk gonna find a crack just like water. You can put water on a roof. You might have just tarred that roof, coated it with rubber and everything. Leave that water on that roof. If there's a crack, water gonna find it.
Yeah.
Somebody give God some praise.
That was
well, not really, but to give unto them and to their seed after them. I want everyone that comes after me to be blessed. To be encouraged. To have faith in God. To laugh at their situations. And to be strong enough to hold on with dear life. It also means, Jacob also means supplanter. Meaning that faith don't mean you have to go in without a plan.
Amen.
That's how it went in everything without a plan. It was totally faith. Crazy faith. We're going to block that alley. We're going to tear down that house. We don't own that house yet, Pastor Hart. We're going to tear it down anyway. But somebody got to pay for them decisions.
Yeah.
Y'all missed that one too, didn't you? Go to Joshua. The plan is, what you had to get you where you were, you can't use it to get you where you're going. You need some more. You need to be closer to God. You need to have greater understanding, more wisdom, and most importantly, through it all, you need to have stability. Amen. Joshua, we're only going to use one verse, the 11th verse. Chapter 1 and 11. Sorry. It's the next book. I still hear pages turning. To the right, yeah, to the right. One book to the right. You funny today, Ray. See, Webb got me saying stuff. He's sitting over there laughing. You're looking at me. I'm saying it because I want to say it. Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Giveth you to possess it. Pass through. If you write in your Bible, you got notes, write some of these, the meaning of some of these words down, it'll give you a greater interpretation. Excuse me. Pass. Cross over. The through, center. Host, encampment, army, cattle, locusts, stars. Stop there. Pass through the host. Sometimes you got to cross over or cross go through the very things that are trying to separate you from your God.
Right. Amen. Right. Yeah.
You can't go around. That's why the word through here, when it says crossover, it means the greater translation is to the center of. Through is the center of. God wants you to know you have to face your situation head on.
Right.
How do you do it? With faith, with joy, and in strength. Pass through the host. There's a whole host. The host is called encampment, army, cattle. There's a whole army of folks out there don't believe like you believe. Not just in the streets, but in your own home, on your own jobs. They don't believe like you believe. They don't understand what you understand. They don't feel the same way you feel about God. And every chance they get, they persecute you or afflict you without even knowing who you are. They only have an idea of what you stand for.
Amen.
They don't know what you
Amen.
Stand for.
Amen.
They become a host. They become an encampment. They become problem or trouble. They become an army. And you notice it says it's an encampment, army, cattle, locusts, things that fly, things that are on the earth, things that are in heaven. That means your battlefield is everywhere. It's earthly, it's fleshly, and it's supernatural. You have to occupy your land, your situations, your circumstances, so that you can control it. How do you control it? By controlling yourself, casting out all your reasoning or your imaginations, which will try to exhort or build itself higher than the word of God that's already implanted or impregnated in your life. Something you got to do.
Amen.
We got to stop waiting on things to happen and make things happen. I'm going to stop waiting on them to pray for me. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to speak into their life before they get a chance to speak into my life. I'm going to show you some love before you show me some. I'm going to be peaceful around you before you're peaceful around me. I don't care about you even though you don't care about me.
Amen.
I'm going to be compassionate towards you
yes.
even though you have no compassion at all
yes.
towards me.
Yes.
Because I'm possessing my feelings.
Yes.
I'm occupying, seizing my attitude and my disposition going into this new year. I will not be controlled
yeah.
by you
yes.
through me.
Come on,
it's a new year.
Yes.
I will not allow, no longer allow the way you feel about me to control me.
Yes.
Or what you think about me to bind me up
yes.
and hold me in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not my problem, it's yours. Because
yes.
I'm going to possess my own
yes.
land. I'll take control over my feelings,
yes.
over my attitude.
Yes.
If yours are bad, so be it.
Hallelujah.
So I'm ready to pass through the host. I'm not going to let you hold me or bind me up or chain my feet or tie my hands up or yoke me down. I'm going to pass through. I'm going to keep moving and command or enjoin them. You can't tell folks what to do. You have to show them.
Yeah.
You can talk about how great God's love is all you want, but you got to show them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because in the back of their little pea-picking minds, they say to themselves, they're supposed to be a Christian.
Yeah, right.
Well, anybody can be a Christian.
Right.
You can be a Christian and jump off the Empire State Building and never folks expect to see you in heaven.
Amen.
There's folks diving off of bridges every day, and they folks saying, I can't wait to get to heaven so I can see them. Right. You want to see them, you got to go to the bridge and jump off. You got to go the same way they went in order to see them.
Lord Jesus.
So you have to enjoy somebody to you so that they can go the same way that you go so that they can see you again. Oh, well. You command, not with your mouth, but with your walk in the works that God has given you. You command with the gift. You enjoin folks with the gift of love. You enjoin them to you with the gift of peace and with comforting and inspiring and encouraging. You enjoin them to you. I don't have no enemies. I just have people don't like me. Enemy is always worse than somebody don't like you. Folks that's your enemies don't mind letting you know they don't like you. Folks that don't like you don't let you know they don't like you. But unfortunately, because you are who you are in God, you know they don't like you. So that puts extra pressure on you to do what? Possess your own land. Lord, I know they don't like me. You expect me to look? Yep. You got to prepare. I like the word prepare because it means to stand erect or perpendicular. Most folks in church are already dead. They just don't know they're dead. They only love God when they come to church.
Right.
They don't love God outside of church. When they outside of church, they practice an eye for an eye. I'm going to be nice to the saints. I ain't going to be nice to you, heathen.
Amen.
What they don't understand, we all heathen saved by grace. We all have fallen short of the glory of the Lord. All is as filthy rags. So you got to prepare. You got to stand erect. Perpendicular, that means you got to be upright. It don't mean you have to be perfect, just upright.
Yes.
Prepare you. You got to make this thing personal. It's all about Jesus and me. It ain't about Jesus and you. I'm going to possess my land, Nancy. I'm going to own my land. I'm going to seize it so that it don't control anything. Anything that is seized is taken. I'm taking away the authority that I have over me.
Yeah.
I was laughing this morning. I was saying to myself, I said, you know what, Lord? That's funny. I ain't going to say that, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to reduce me to a convict. Why would you do that, Pastor Dennis? Because they are controlled. They eat when they're told to eat. They shower when they're allowed to shower. They walk when they're allowed to walk. In most cases, they are kept in a cell. I'm going to sell me up. And I'm going to keep the key in Jesus. And I'm going to be the only one that's going to be able to unlock attitude and bad disposition and hatred and envy and jealousy and strife and conflict. If I have to, I'm going to put that old boy in stripes. So I'll make sure I know the difference between him and Christ. Because he in there, he done disguise himself.
Come on now. Amen.
He done set himself in the temple, Sister Danielle, like he is God, and we don't know that he ain't God. Because we're controlled by him. We're controlled by our thoughts, by ideas. Well, maybe you're not. I am. I'm trying to get over it, though. Now I'm really almost done. Prepare you victuals. Half the conditions we have come from what we ate when we were growing up.
Yep. Amen.
They didn't come from nobody breathing on you or touching you or comforting your face. It came from what we ate growing up. And when we was growing up, we ate everything we could get our hands on. I didn't eat pig feet. They was just slimy. I didn't like okra. It was just anything that was slimy, I did not like. My mother would cook some stuff and sit it on the table. And I go in there and I look at it. She said, well, you gonna starve today. I said, well, I'm gonna learn. I walked in one day and I looked at what she had cooked and I looked at everybody chowing down on it. I said, you know what? I'm gonna get me a job. I was 13. I got me a paper route. I started eating McDonald's and Burger King. And then they used to have little corner stores that sold barbecue chicken wings and all that good stuff and hot sausages. I was indulging. Didn't know that I should have been paying attention to what I was doing. Because them were the healthiest years of my life. Toby said, oh Lord. I'm close. Let me close. For then 3 days you shall do what? You shall pass, cross over, or go through, pass over this Jordan. We always know Jordan always is trouble. Jordan always represents trouble. Spiritually, Jordan represents physical, natural. Yeah. Trouble, just trouble. But you... remember, you got to pass through it.
Yeah.
You got to go right to the center of whatever it is, and you can only do it with the Word of God, if you stand on the Word. And if you stand on the Word, you'll be able to possess your own ideas, your thoughts, your principles. You'll possess your joy. You control your joy.
Yeah.
I told the first lady this morning, I got to talk to Sharon on the phone. She just laughed, and I'm saying to myself, my God, How can you be that happy this early in the morning? And then I looked at her and she's laughing and bouncing. I go, oh, Jesus. I said, y'all must have the same blood in y'all or something. She goes, what you looking at? I said, you. She just be bouncing around and singing out here, singing all downstairs. I go, oh, I don't want to get out of the bed. I said, maybe I should you serve some of that joy. I think I'm losing y'all today. I'm ready to go in and possess the land which the Lord already done gave me. I have given you the power to get wealth. Not just financial wealth, but physical and spiritual health.
Yeah, man.
I already gave it to you.
Yes.
I've already made it for you.
Amen.
All you got to do is, you can't possess what you don't see. And you can't see it if you're blinded by you.
Right.
Lord, always me, Lord, every day, just something new. Of course, because you woke up.
Amen.
If it wasn't something new, you'd be saying, oh Lord, word with me, I'm tired of every day being the same day. Just like if it's snow, I can't stand the snow. It's 90 degrees outside, it's too hot. You'll never hear me say I love the snow. But you'll never hear me say it's too hot either. Burn me up.
I know that's right.
The Bible said, don't ask them this. Lord, let us have everything but California's earthquakes. Let them get our snow and our cold and we get their warmth. God said, oh, foolish man. Said, did he help us? I prayed. I'm going to possess myself. I'm going to take authority over me. I'm going to control me. I'm going to present me as a living sacrifice. I'm going to possess control. I'm going to determine by controlling me, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens or enables me. I'm going to enable myself through the word of God, through standing on his concepts and his precepts, to control my thoughts, my ideas, my words, my principles, because what you speak is either life or death. Because God had already gave it to me to possess.
Yeah.
I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
I'm in you that in spite of whatever you're going through, you can still have joy.
Yeah.
That's abundant life.
Yeah.
I'm living in you in spite of whatever you're feeling, you can still have peace.
Yeah.
That's abundant living.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Furia machete robosha. Yanaria kama sitere roboshi. Yanaria komosha. Naria komo siere robosha. Neke irobosha naria. Yakama se ikomo shiro robosha.
For surely this is the day that I have made, and you shall rejoice. And you will be glad in it, because as I move within you and move out from you, as I flow forth from the interior to move in the abundance of my own ideas and my own concepts, you shall flow along with me, saith the Lord, because I am teaching you and guiding you and strengthening you in the process, that things that you see shall not move you, things that you feel, they shall not shake you, because you shall stand erect and know that I am the Lord thy God that has called thee and strengthened thee, even on this day, in the midst of all your trials and your persecution persecutions and your afflictions and your sicknesses and your financial deficits, I am still the great I am, and I shall move on your behalf, and I shall cause those things that are not to move as though they were, and you shall see a manifestation of my power in love and peace, and a manifestation of my joy as it flows forth out of your spirit. For those things that you are up against shall not destroy you, but they shall create you, saith the Lord. For you shall worship me out of the midst of them. Out of the midst of the crowd shall I pour out my spirit into your flesh, and you shall know that this is that day that I have made, and you have the ability and the power to rejoice in it. For out of your life shall come abundant living, and the abundant living shall manifest my nature and my character in this earth. When men are running and women are running from the truth shall make them free. They don't want to be set free, but you shall cause them to be free by the life that you live, by the power that's manifesting in your life, by the love that's flowing forth out of your spirit. For out of you shall flow rivers of water that shall minister and fertile those that are sick, those that are discouraged, those that are broken. So look not to the left or the right. Give not up on that which I have already spoken into thy spirit. But stand upright and call it into existence by standing on the promises and the authority of my word, saith God. Everyone stand.